Have you tried changing your health year on year, resolving that this year things are going to be different, but nothing seems to change? Oftentimes, when things are not changing, we are following many wellness myths and not looking at the full picture, including our nutrition, recovery, stress management, leaving out mind-body connection. I want to introduce you to Wellness Redefined, a new podcast from Rufilion Media that's here to dispel all your myths about wellness and fitness while sharing stories of how we've redefined what it means to be healthy. On each episode, we'll be talking to experts from all walks of life who will share their own unique wellness journey and offer their perspective. I am your host, Tamika Rochester, founder and CEO of Harlem Cycle, a premier wellness space in New York City with a focus on indoor cycling. I've been an advocate for wellness since as early as I can remember. So if this sounds like something that could help change your life, go ahead and pause the show you're listening to and subscribe to Wellness Redefined on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And all we're rolling.
Before we start.
Yeah. Before we start and.
Yeah, no. I don't
know. As if you said something before that.
I did in my head.
I know.
I had a thought in my
I
head.
I know you did.
What I was going to ask you before we technically have to start. I mean.
Aren't we recording?
Yeah, but I just had. Okay, fine. Welcome to another episode of Between the Reds. Welcome to another episode of Between the Reds with Brooke and Gina.
Welcome, guys. We have a guest today.
We do.
Okay, what did you want to ask her?
Okay, wait. I'm going to explain how I found her first.
Okay.
And then I'll ask you what I was going to ask you. Okay. And I hope it's what I want it to be.
And if it's not, you're out of here.
We'll just redo it.
Yeah.
Yep. I say, okay, anyways, you guys. So I was looking on Instagram and I follow an account, Santa Cruz Waves. And for a lot of reasons, great photos, keep you up to date with things that are happening in Santa Cruz. And also I did an interview with them a couple years ago.
Well, and you're a surfer now, so and I mean, natural next step.
I am a surfer. Yeah. I'm going to buy a board.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm probably going to buy multiple boards. Hmm. I envisioned that I wanted to be able to have options for when my family comes out to visit.
Nice.
Because like Lake, and he's super big into surfing. My dad really likes it. Mm-hmm. Okay, so two of my sister and my brother-in-law. I was like, okay, two of my
everybody,
whole family.
Everybody's super into it.
No, but I saw this picture, and it was this girl in a swimsuit, and she's on the beach, and just... looks like she had just worked out super hard, right? I mean, and they're like, oh yeah, a girl in a swimsuit on the beach. I'm like, yeah, like
go check it out.
Like most pictures of girls in Santa Cruz. No, but she had just swam across the Monterey Bay.
Which is insane.
Like people do that.
I mean, not that you're insane.
Not often.
But yeah, I was going to say, yeah, I mean, I was going to say, hold this up.
That's a feat. And so I just messaged her, went to her Instagram account. And I messaged her and I was like, I know this is like pretty much the last, I think I said, actually, I'm going to read to you what I said. I was like, straight to the point. I didn't even like, I didn't like say, hey, my name's Brooke, nothing. I'm like, this girl doesn't know who I am at all. And I'm just going to, you know, I'm going to shoot my shot here. I said, getting straight to the point. Would you be interested, available to be a guest on my podcast this week to discuss your career and what it's like swimming across the Monterey Bay? And she was in. And like, that was pretty much it.
Love
then,
it.
Then we just like planned it. Like I did not be like, hey, introduce myself. I didn't like, I'm like,
so rude.
I'm like,
so rude.
I'm like, honestly, so nice of her to be like, yeah, I'll do it. And at the same time, probably be like, who is this?
Yeah, who the hell is this?
Who is this chick? God, everyone has a podcast these days.
Right?
Yeah. But her name is Catherine Breed.
That was a question. Yeah.
And I said it as a question because I've only read it one time and I was trying to remember it and I remembered it.
Yeah. Good job.
Yeah. Catherine Breed. Now here's my question.
All right.
Do you know who I am? Cause I hope you say no.
I didn't when you DM'd me. No.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. That's awesome.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah. That's what I was, that was the answer I was hoping for. Like, no, bitch, I did not know who you were.
Which makes you even more insane.
Yeah. You were like, yeah,
yeah, I'll do it.
I mean,
it took a real quick, like, let's glance on your
Instagram.
I'm
going to help you. I know you have to be so absurd.
No, it's okay.
No, you just have to be so absurdly close to
Never do. We never do.
And then I was like, oh yeah. All right. She looks pretty badass.
Yeah.
Let's have a conversation.
Like so I thought, I was like, Oh, thank God that I have like.
Good thing we didn't DM her through mine.
Hey, do you want to be on my podcast?
There's this weird lady with a bunch of pictures of her kids. Like, I mean, I guess.
Yeah. So we, as like our listeners, one, I wanted to have her on, have you on the podcast. I'm like talking to them and you have you on the podcast because I personally really just want to hear about what that was like. Everything about it.
How did you even
training,
get there?
Yeah. You know, did you, you swam, you said that you swam. You'll obviously tell us your backstory, but, yeah, it's, and this one's terrified of the, ocean, like the idea, like same here.
Yes. Creatures.
Oh, I was terrified.
Yeah. Oh, really?
I was like sick to my stomach for the first
time. Did it make
hours.
It a really? Little bit better having a support boat?
Totally. Yeah. We had the boat and then the paddler next to me and I had a shark band on and he had a shark shield on, but.
What's a shark band?
Shark band.
I've heard about
those. It's like a magnetic force and then the shark shield emits a like electronic waves that interferes with the shark's navigation system. But
can we get one of those if I go surfing?
Yes.
So here's the catch.
I'll definitely get you a shark band.
Okay.
You read in their like little pamphlet they send you and they're like, this isn't 100%, you know? And then it's like, great whites do an ambush attack. So this is not going to help you at all with a great white.
Oh.
And that's all there is out there, right? So it's like a placebo, you know?
You're like, well, it would have worked if I wouldn't have read the fine print.
Right.
Oh my gosh. I would have never done it. I would be like, never mind.
Nope.
Yeah.
Well, I was already in the water.
Yeah. Oh. You're like, when I
realized it. I take it back. And the boat's like already, you're like, well, I guess I better keep swimming.
Yeah, crazy. So how did you end up going? So you swam in college or you swam in high school?
Yeah, give us
college?
Just a backstory.
Yeah,
backstory.
Everything.
How old are you?
Here's the background. Oh, I'm 27 years old.
Okay. I was guessing around that age. Yeah.
Yeah, so I started swimming when I was 4 years old. Grew up in Pleasanton, California. I did all the sports as a kid. I mean, we were talking with Neil about I did figure skating as a kid.
Oh, wow. Oh,
that's awesome.
You guys, wow. I'm tall. I shouldn't be on ice skates.
Well, you
are tall. I know people probably ask you this all the time.
6'1".
Okay. Yeah, she's 6'1".
She's
funny.
Tall and
she was
so beautiful.
She's beautiful. But we got, she was in her car and she got out of her car and I was like, oh. Somebody's taller than me, like a girl that's taller than me. I love this. I mean, I'm like crazy tall.
You're tall.
But yeah.
Yeah.
And I loved it. I was like, yeah, look
that's
at this supermodel coming out here.
Mm-hmm.
I used to hate being tall. And then in college, all the other swimmers were just as tall as me. And I'm like, no, I want to be the tallest girl.
Right.
So isn't I like funny? Stood up really straight. And I'm like, I think I grew an inch or something.
Right?
Yeah.
You're like, got him.
Yeah.
So anyway, sorry.
So no, it's so grew up swimming, and then when I was 9, I told my mom, I was like, I just want to swim, and she's like, all right, whatever you want to do. So I did year round swimming with the Pleasanton Seahawks, and then pretty much like career took off when I was around 13 to 15, qualified for Olympic trials, made some U.S. like junior national teams, and then the U.S. national team competed internationally with the like United States swim team.
Oh wow!
And went to Cal 2011, graduated in 2015. While I was there, I competed at the Pan American Games, won 2 gold medals there, and was on 2 NC2A championship winning teams.
Wow.
So had like a pretty good pool career.
Yeah, I would say so. Like, when you started
what was
with
what was
my career
was
took
race?
Off at 13. I was like, oh, wow.
And then from there.
We just thought you swam across the
gold medals
bay.
Just started pouring in.
Because we should have done our homework.
Dude, there was no homework
Holy
to do.
Crap.
That's the best part about this. I literally messaged you, 2 days ago?
Yeah.
And here you are. Yeah. You're so wonderful for making this happen.
Yeah.
We were so excited.
No, it's great.
What was your race?
Oh,
what was your race?
My race.
What was your distance?
Yeah, I did the 200 free. So I was like a 200 freestyler, 400 freestyler. And then when like Missy Franklin and all the other Olympians on our team got recruited, I started doing more of the distance events and I hated it. Like, I don't want to swim a mile in a pool.
Yeah.
It's so boring.
Yeah.
I've done it one time.
So I missed the like fast, like the 200 free was a great event. But I had multiple injuries in college, like 3 ACL tears, I think.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So career just kind of like went downhill, but I still loved swimming, loved the water. And then I graduated hung the suit up for a little bit, but still wanted to swim. So my friends introduced me to open water swimming with the Dolphin Club in San Francisco. My first race was Bay Bridge to Aquatic Park. So it's like 3 miles. Okay. And I actually showed up after my third ACL surgery with the full knee brace on, you know, that you have after an ACL surgery, and crutches.
You're like, let's do this.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, okay, well, she's definitely coming in last. Yeah. And you're like, little do you know.
Yeah. Right. So I think I won. And then.
Exactly.
You know. Did you win or not? You won.
Oh my God.
I'm like, come on. You don't think you won. You know you won.
And savage. Yeah.
That is savage, dude.
Yeah. So I think people just started noticing. They're like, wait, you're kind of good at this. Like the cold's not affecting you. Cause that's a big aspect of
right.
The cold. And it didn't bother me at all. And I really enjoyed it. So they're like, you should do the English Channel. And I'm like, no. But, you know, peer pressure ends when you say yes. So they peer pressured me into it. And I did Lake Tahoe, South Shore to North Shore was my first one.
Wow.
Yeah. But I grew up sailing in the bay also. That's an important thing to note. Is like,
okay.
I spent my weekend sailing in the bay. So the bay was a very familiar place to me.
Yeah, I was going
to
say that seems like of all the places you could think of to do an open water swim, you'd go somewhere, I don't know, more tropical or warmer.
Warm?
Yeah. Yeah, warmer.
Yeah.
You're picking all like the coldest places.
Yeah.
Because Lake Tahoe is freezing.
Well, it was warm when I did it.
Oh,
so it was
okay.
Like 70. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, that's not bad.
If I swim in cold water, I have an excuse to eat a lot and like keep the body fat on.
Oh, right. Right. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. I started cycling and I was like, yeah, now I can eat like a cyclist. And then I forgot that.
You have to keep cycling?
I got
to
keep cycling. There was just like a period of time where, you know, things were, you know, making it a lot harder for me to like, go out on my bike. And right. I forgot that I also need to change my diet back.
Right, right. That
I
happens.
Figured it out eventually. Yeah. It just took a few months.
Yeah. Well, glad you figured it out.
Yeah, I know you are.
okay, so then you did the South Lake to North. I know we were going to cheers for you, but
oh, yeah.
Cheers, to you for.
I was the one that didn't wait.
I know.
I was listening, and it was intense, and I was just like, "Yes," she's like, "Gold medal," and I'm like, "And drink to you." And then I showed up in a knee brace and crutches and I fucking won.
I know.
And I was like, and I'll drink
No,
again.
No, it was like, and I think I won. I don't know.
You're like, you did, didn't you?
Yeah, you won.
Yeah, I did.
You won. So then you did that. And this was, so how long ago did you start the open water?
Yeah. So I started training for Tahoe in 2016.
Okay.
And was terrified. Like, I actually was doing CrossFit when I was training for Lake Tahoe. My job was like part of one of the perks. So I was doing CrossFit Monday, Wednesday, Fridays at lunch, and then swimming in the morning at night. But Tahoe took place 2017. And I broke that record, the overall record by like 27 minutes or something.
Oh, wow.
What's the distance on that?
21 miles.
21 miles.
Yeah. So I broke 9 hours. It was shocking. Yeah.
But I don't know why. I just got goosebumps. I mean, it's just like the thought of that. That's insane to me.
Yeah. Tahoe is magical. I mean, I'm a big skier. So I like 6 months of my year skiing and 6 months are swimming. So whenever I go ski up there, I get to see Tahoe. I'm like, oh, you swam across that.
I swam across that. Yeah, I swam across you.
Insane. I swam across you.
Yeah. That was great. And then the next year I did the English Channel.
So you did do the English Channel. Mm-hmm. How far is that?
21.
Okay. Yep.
And then the following year.
How'd you do in that one?
That one was fine. So for these open water swims, you get a window. So your pilot's like, here's 4 days. We're going to go anytime in these 4 days that the weather permits. So you fly in a couple days before and you just sit and wait. For the English Channel, my pilot emailed me the day before I was supposed to get on the plane. He's like, hey, your window's going to be blown out. And then I can't swim. Can you go the day you arrive?
And I was like,
what? Like, you want me to fly to London,
exhausted.
Drive to Dover, and then get in the water?
Yeah.
So I was doing the math, and I talked to people I know, and they're like, you've got to go, or you're not going to have a chance. So I did the math, and I was like, okay, I should have like 7 or 8 hours to rest. That's fine. I can do that. So I fly over, and sure enough, customs ends up taking like 2 hours. And then we can't get the rental car. And then
you're like, now it's 6 hours. Now it's five.
Yeah. And then the one road to get there is stopped. So it takes 3 hours instead of like an hour and a half.
Oh my God.
And then we couldn't find our Airbnb. So the time I get to Dover, I have 45 minutes.
No.
So I told my crew, I was like, you guys get your stuff together. I'm going to go on a run because I'm shaking from anxiety right now.
Well, yeah.
So
the
I like
stress of all that too.
So I went on a quick jog, got my stuff together, threw my suit on and then swam for 10 hours.
Wow.
Yeah. I was pretty cranky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be Brooke's face.
I wouldn't have made it.
You know, with that said though.
I know. Yeah.
Because
I mean, good for you for still doing it. Cause oh, I think so many people would have just been like, I mean, after the one thing and then the other thing and then the other thing, would just been like, nope, never mind.
Yeah. I mean, after that many bad things happen, you're like, oh God, whatever.
Yeah, screw it. I'll just
screw it.
Anyway.
I'll just go.
Yeah.
But you know, because I went early, I had booked like a 2-week trip for myself there, including the swim. Cause I went on the first day, I ended up having 2 full weeks of vacation.
Oh, wow.
So I bought a flight to Mallorca and spent a week there.
Oh, I've heard of that as a wonderful place.
It was great.
Yeah. Love it.
Never been.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that's very cool. So now would you want to try again?
No, not the English
where you're kind of like, been there, done that.
No, I'm pretty content with that one. The next year, so last year I did the North Channel, which is Ireland to Scotland.
Oh, wow.
And that's 52 degree water. And none of this is with a wetsuit.
I was going to say, are there any warm places that they do this?
There are. I just apparently don't want to do that.
Okay. Okay. Just a glutton for punishment.
Yeah. Perfect. So I did
honestly,
that one.
I mean, I've wanted to go to Ireland and Scotland. Is that have to do with,
no, it's beautiful.
Does that have to do with like helping you pick where you want to do too? Is like areas you just are super interested in.
So so actually to backtrack, have you guys heard of the Seven Summits?
No.
So it's climbing like the 7 tallest mountains on every continent.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So they have an equivalent of that called the Ocean 7. And it's like swimming the 7 oceans.
Oh, that's what it says on your Instagram.
Yeah.
And it says 2 of the 7.
Yep. Okay. So the North Channel, English Channel, and then there's a bunch of other ones. So I've done English Channel, North Channel, which are probably the hard, North Channel is definitely the hardest because you guys have sea nettles in Monterey, but the North Channel has, the Irish Sea is lion's mane, you know, which is, anyone Googled those, they're like 3 feet across with 20 foot long tentacles and it hurts way more than a sea nettle.
Oh, wow.
No, but now I have to look and see what these are.
Yeah. So lion's mane jellyfish. So that's what's in the Irish Sea. So,
oh, they're jellyfish.
They're jellyfish. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So
I was like imagining like crazy kelp or something.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's a sea creature.
Those are big.
I want to see the picture. Ooh.
Yeah.
That would be terrifying.
Yeah. So
Did you come in contact with any?
I didn't get stung, but I swam over hundreds of them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
There's definitely a scene in Finding Nemo where this with like the ones like this, is it not? And they're everywhere and they're trying to like jump on the top of them.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if it's those, but
Yeah, Brooke, the exact same ones.
No, you know, that's what I was thinking in Monterey Bay. Yeah. I was like, it's just like Finding Nemo. You just got to like get to the other side.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah.
You have a much more positive outlook than I do.
Yeah.
Okay, so then you did that.
Yep, and then I swam like 2 weeks later around Manhattan. So around in New York, that was a blast.
How far is that?
28 miles, but the current is so strong. You're actually like going 10 minute miles.
Oh, wow.
You know, it's really fast. Yeah. So it's awesome. It's warm. That was warm water. Mm-hmm. And then this year, I didn't really have anything planned for this year. Monterey kind of was an idea in like July, I think. I was like, I don't know. I want a goal. And I was like, oh, Monterey's in my backyard.
Yeah.
Let's go do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how far is that?
Monterey Bay is 25 miles.
Wow.
Yeah. And the temperature is 54 to 58 degrees.
Yeah. I was going to say, it's definitely cold. Why do you think I never go to the beach here?
For many reasons, aside from how cold the water is. The biggest reason is probably what you have to walk on from the moment your feet leave the sidewalk.
The sand?
Yes.
Yeah, I hate sand. But
she hates it.
Really?
Yeah. People wonder why, you know, Gina, I mean, how could she possibly be single? I mean, who wouldn't want to live with me?
Can I?
I'm so positive.
Hey, Gina, try this. So, no, I don't want to.
I'm up for so many adventures.
I don't like it. What? Come on, let's go to the beach. I hate sand. Hey, do you want to,
why are you friends with me?
I went on a date with a guy and for me, like, I obviously like the beach and the water. So I'm like, you know, it's a nice day. Why don't we grab some beers and go sit on the beach? And he's like, okay. You know, so we go there and I find out when we're on the beach, he's like, yeah, I hate sand.
Was it Daniel?
I know. Yeah. Did you date our friend Daniel?
Persian?
Was he Persian by any chance?
There wasn't a second date.
Oh
Oh my gosh, that's funny. Okay, so then you thought, okay, Monterey, this is it in July. And so then, I mean, how do you train for something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think the nice thing is, not the nice thing, but I have a base. You know, I've like now been doing this for a few years. Like I have a base to fall back on. You know, you don't just lose that I swam the North Channel. It doesn't just disappear.
Yeah.
So I knew for me, I'd have to ramp up my training really fast. And right now it's hard because I usually lift. Like I'll be in the gym lifting 2 or 3 times a week with a trainer mm-hmm. before these swims. And I had no gym before Monterey.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
So
good old COVID.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's great. So that gave me, so I had to swim a lot more. So, you know, I cycle, I trail run. So I stopped the running. I picked up the swimming and I was like, all right, if I do this many miles a week, you know, I was trying to hit like 25 to 30 miles a week of swimming.
Wow.
And then on top of like cycling, whatever. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, just went for it. I have Catalina. I'm doing Catalina in a few weeks with, do you know James Lawrence? He's the Iron Cowboy. 50 Ironman distances in 50 states and 50 days.
I'm really bad at knowing stuff like that.
Well, we're definitely doing,
I'm sure he's amazing, but
we're doing a relay in a couple weeks. So,
oh wow.
Yeah.
So how far is that?
So,
sorry, I'm just like really,
no, it's
really
fine.
Specific on the how far is that?
Wait, a relay of Catalina?
Yeah, so it's called the Uberman. So I'm swimming 21 miles. He's biking 400 miles.
Oh,
and
wow.
we have a runner doing 135 miles.
Oh,
and
wow.
And people do this solo. Okay, I have the easy part. Like I'm gonna be going for 8 hours, it's fine, and then I'm gonna sit in the van and help them. But people do this thing solo, which is crazy.
That is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Aliens.
Dude, because like a century, you know, like running 100 miles, like that is, there was a period of time where I was trail running a ton and I really wanted to do like a, I can't remember the name of it, but like a trail century. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, I started
100 miles on a trail.
I picked up cycling
and
that's way more doable.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. The most recent conversation about cycling is, Zarzi was talking about us riding from here to San Diego.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
And like, we would basically take, you know, a couple packs and we would pick certain spots where we would like stay the night and then get up and ride the rest of the way.
That's
like
so
doing
cool.
stuff like
actually
that.
Sounds fun.
I want to do that.
I know.
All right. Like,
invite me.
You're in. Yeah, you're in. Or like,
well, you know, Catherine's going to keep up a lot better than I am. So I'll be like,
dude, I'll have to be like,
I'll be tired by like Watsonville.
We can tandem.
Yeah. That's how we actually make it easier
too. I'll just ride behind you and like put my arms around you. You'll be like Dumb and Dumber on the moped. Yeah,
we get you a tandem bike.
Yeah.
So that way one, you get to come.
I'm just not pedaling.
And you barely work, which is fine. And then two, she has to carry you. So I can actually compete with her.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
All right. Yeah. Oh yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
So I'm like the dead weight.
Yep.
On the bike.
that I
can have like a sidecar.
Yeah. That I will always.
Just holding a bag of cement.
Get you some goggles.
Dude. Oh my gosh. That's funny.
All right, so sorry, we keep getting off track.
You're
so
that Catalina. Race, that's in a couple weeks.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So I'm hoping my shoulder is okay by then. I've never had shoulder injuries after a swim, and Monterey just kind of wrecked it. Yeah. So it kind of keeps me awake. But you
where
know,
does it hurt at?
It's like right on top. I think it might be like rotator cuff.
Oh, I get that sometimes.
Yeah. We'll see.
I'm just old.
Yeah.
That's what mine is.
Mine hurt all the time too.
Yeah.
And then I do more, right, and then I'm like.
Yeah, I know. It's just, I never, I'm like, ah, it hurts, whatever.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Monterey, when you did that, what was, did you feel like the performance, did it feel different since your training was different, or did it pretty much feel the exact same? Like, did you notice a difference not having done the weight training and only doing more?
You know, I'm kind of wondering if that's why my shoulder hurts, to be honest.
Oh.
Because I don't have that strength, you know, kind of that protects those joints. Mm-hmm. But I didn't feel as strong. But with that said, I came into the training in really good, I call it land sport shape.
Uh-huh.
Cause I had been doing a ton of backcountry skiing and trail running. So I was really fit in a very different way.
Uh-huh.
But I was like, that's gotta help somehow. Right. So I didn't feel as strong, for the North Channel. I was probably like 15 pounds heavier than I am now.
Uh-huh.
Cause it's so cold. So not carrying that weight was helpful.
Right.
But no, I mean, I felt okay. I felt really strong in the first 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah. So, and how long did it take you? I don't think we said on a,
yeah,
we
so, asked you earlier. So it took me 12 hours and 42 minutes. Yeah.
What do you think about for 12 hours and 42 minutes?
Straight up.
Yeah. Like, nothing, honestly. Like really? I, for some of my swims, I've had some thoughts. I'll go through like lists A through Z, you know, whatever I can think about. For this one, I was trying to do those lists and I just couldn't focus. So I was pretty blank, you know, I was just thinking like about my technique. I was thinking about getting to the next feed because I eat every 30 minutes. I'll have Infinite. It's like a carb mix drink. So it was really just like, get to this next 30 minutes, get to the next 30 minutes. And it was so dark. Like
what time did you start?
9 PM. And it was a foggy night.
You did it at night?
Yeah.
Why?
No wind. So I would rather swim in the night than deal with white caps. Because swimming against white caps hitting you in the face for 12 hours is brutal.
Well, it sounds bad.
Yeah.
It sounds terrible.
So, yeah, it was really dark. So I was just trying to like keep myself present. The bioluminescence were incredible. I don't know if you guys have ever seen those in the water, but because it was so dark, it was like glitter all around me. Like my whole body was illuminated and I had just like, I'd put my hand in and it would just be like glitter.
Wow.
It was so crazy.
It was so cool. So I was really grateful to even have that because I couldn't see, I could see lights on the boat and that was about it.
That's what I was wondering. How do you know where you're going?
Yeah, I had a paddler with me. So I'd breathe to my side and I'd sight off him, but he got pretty sick, which he doesn't usually. Mm-hmm. He got sick because he couldn't, there was no horizon for him to look at. And there were swells. So yeah, I don't know. The dark's tough.
So every time you do this, is it kind of with the same team or is it a different team?
It's a different team.
Do you have like a core group that you do this that?
There's a few people that you might call if you're going to do something.
There are people that I would call for these swims. Okay. They're not always going to be the same people on the boat. Like when I did the North Channel, they had their own crew in Ireland and I talked with them before and trusted them. Mm-hmm. English Channel didn't really have anyone on that one because I was like my first event at international swim. Mm-hmm. So I didn't really know what to do.
Right.
But Ricardo is my paddler. He's my prone paddler. And him and I train together. I mean, I say we're teammates.
That's what I was wondering. So, so your paddler is somebody that
he's always there with me. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I could text him like, hey, like Wednesday morning, let's go 10 miles before work. And he would drive up and we'd go 10 miles in the bay, like by ourselves, and go train. So it's awesome having him.
Very cool.
I've done prone paddle one time.
Did you like it?
It's hard.
Yeah, it is hard. It's hard on the neck. I've never done it.
Oh, the paddling?
I did it for the CrossFit Games.
It's part of the CrossFit Games?
Oh,
we
that's
did it
right.
In 2015 CrossFit Games. There's usually always something new they bring in, whether it's a new piece of equipment that's been built or it's like a new sort of sport that no one has any experience with, except for all the Aussies crushed it. So we did prone paddle. We found out the day before, it was the first event, maybe it was a couple days before. You had a couple of like, you know, the Aussies that could actually get up on their knees and paddle like this. The rest of us, it was just prone, just paddling.
Where were you paddling?
It was around the Santa Monica Pier. We swam around the pier and then we ran in, got our paddle. We had to run it back out. And I think it was
around a buoy or something?
No? Huh?
You didn't go around a buoy?
No, when we swam, it was around the pier.
Oh, okay.
So we started up on the beach, we ran down the beach, swam around, ran up, got our paddleboard and had to run it back out. And then there were buoys marking it. I can't, Eric, do you remember what the distance was? Was it a mile down and a mile back? Yeah, there was more. There was some weightlifting stuff in there too, but the paddle, I want to say, was maybe 2 miles. Maybe it was a mile down and we went around a buoy and then it was a mile paddle back.
Are your shoulders just burning?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I've been on a prone paddle once just as like to test it out and I went probably a mile total and my shoulders hurt.
Oh, yeah.
And I swim. Yeah.
Even if you're on the surfboard.
It's totally different on a prone.
You're paddling around the board, right?
Right.
You actually can't just like follow like a line, natural line of your body. You're still like pushing, out. but you have to be out around the board 2 miles.
Wow.
500 meter swim, 2 mile paddle.
Oh, wow.
And then come back in. You had to swim back around. So it was a 500 meter swim to finish.
Sounds super easy.
It was gnarly. It was the first. Gnarly. It was the first thing we did. It was
probably
first thing
the
in the
only CrossFit event I do good at.
It was the. It was
you crush it.
We showed up in the morning, and we didn't really have anything to do to like get our, like blood, pumping.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the hardest, like the hardest moments was, it was going from 0 to 100 into a full sprint. You all went at once in that event. All the girls, so full sprint to the water. To swim 500 meters, and it's down, you know, beach break. Just
weren't
like,
there people like pulling on each other and like pushing people down?
I'm
and
sure
like,
it was worse for the dudes.
Yeah, I remember hearing about that.
Open water swimming's like that. Like not this marathon, but open water swim races get really gnarly at the sub. I actually don't really like open water racing with other people because I'm super competitive, and when
you're like, I will push.
Yeah, I mean when people.
I mean
start,
I definitely
yeah
one
when
of these.
People.
Grabbed an ankle, pulled it through. That's the first time I've ever told anyone that. I did that. Don't know who it was.
You
don't feel bad about it.
Yeah, I don't know. It just like it makes.
Look at me now.
On my couch.
Killing CrossFit it. Games are happening this weekend and I'm here.
Yeah.
It's okay. I know I'm pumped about it. Are you kidding me? Meeting you is so much better than I even thought it was going to be.
I know, right?
And I already was so excited.
I know. Sorry. So yeah, you were telling us about when you
open water.
Do the open water race.
Oh, I was just saying it gets scrappy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
People are just.
Yeah. Let's scratch you. Pull your legs. This
really?
One over here. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we know.
Yeah.
Not playing fair. Over
no.
Here.
Dude, if you're in a competition.
That's the thing. And I'm like, and I don't like, want to get competitive, but I will.
Right.
So yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's you're like, in my way.
And the thing about it too, it's like you're not like going out to like, you know, really get physical. But if people around you are getting physical, I will get physical. And that's what it was.
Oh,
it's like everyone's,
yeah.
you're just swimming on top of each other. And it's like, this is like in that event for me, it's not this like long, like slower pace. You're just trying to like get into your position. It's in relatively, it's fairly short, especially like the swim portion. And you wanted to get out of the water as fast as you could because on the paddle, once you were in position, you were kind of stuck in that position.
Right. Oh,
like
right.
It was very hard to pass people.
With so many people. Right.
And everyone's kind of moving, you know, at a relative like same pace. Some people better than others just because they had experience on the paddleboard. But other than that, you weren't really going to make up ground on the paddle. So you really wanted to get in good position from the swim.
Right.
How did they get enough paddles for you guys?
They usually work with like different companies that either they buy all of them. Like either CrossFit buys all the equipment and then they do usually with all the equipment that they bring in for the games, they end up selling it at the end of the CrossFit games and like different affiliates while they kind of come to the games planning on buying some stuff, whether it's wall balls or barbells or a pig or a, you know, tires or rings or whatever. And then they load it up and take it away, which is definitely a really great way.
It's a great way, guys.
It's a great way of doing things when it costs so much money just to get
because there's so many
all
athletes.
Of the equipment from Rogue, from Ohio to wherever the CrossFit games are, usually was in Madison or in my case, it was in LA, Carson. And it would just cost so much to have it be broken down and packed back up and shipped all the way to Ohio again.
Right.
So as much as they can sell and get rid of, way better. Mm.
Dude, yeah. I did a paddleboard relay one time.
Stop.
I swear to you.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I'm not fucking kidding you.
A stand-up? Was it a stand-up?
It was, I don't remember. It was, remember when that guy Jacoble was coming? Remember the guy that used to train at our house?
Yeah.
So Nico and him wanted to have like this, like, competition.
Mm-hmm.
So we did a beach workout.
Okay.
My favorite, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so... It was a relay and you had to run out and it was like a big paddleboard and you had to go out to the first buoy at Cowles. You had to go out and around and then the next person would go out and around. So I'm going out there and you know me, I'm already scared to death, right? But I'm like, oh, I can do this. So I'm out there, I'm dying.
So you're paddling like this?
Paddling.
So were you just on a surfboard?
I think it was a surfboard.
Okay.
So a longboard.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. I don't know what I'm talking about, obviously.
So we are taking you surfing.
No, so yeah. So I'm paddling. I get around. I can see everybody on the shore and they're saying something, but they're going like this. And I think they're saying shark.
Shark.
So I start paddling frantically and I'm paddling. And all of a sudden I realize I've beached myself. A wave comes up. They were telling me to stand up because I literally was in water that was like 3 feet,
yeah,
3 feet deep. So this wave comes in and just takes me, like beaches me. I just go rolling off the thing and I like come running in and I was like, was there a shark? They were like, no, we were saying stand up. You're in like knee height water, stand up. So yeah, that was the extent of my experience.
You just can't even tell that you're actually, no, you're just like grabbing the sand yourself forward.
I know. Yeah. So yeah, that's it. That's it for me.
Do you, I had a thought.
I'm like looking at you like.
I had a thought and then I answered my own question that I was going to ask you.
All right.
My gosh.
Never mind.
No, it's just, okay, this is what I wanted to know.
Okay, because I was going to say, I have a question.
Oh, I know you do. I haven't had to ask any because you're fucking on it. I'm like, oh, good question. Well, okay, that was a good one. Oh, and because you also.
Because I both.
I know.
You just explained to the listeners. Yeah.
Well, you know, I was setting things up. I was getting champagne. And I overhear, and Gina's over here just getting the scoop. And I'm like, are you learning? Are you asking questions without me?
Because we usually like to both ask at the same time. So that we're learning at the same time.
Yeah.
So yeah, I got a leg up on you.
Yeah, and she was.
I did.
Just
I pre-learned.
Oh yeah. Man, I remember when I used to pre-learn. It's a good day.
I don't even know that's a real word.
It is now.
Oh, it's
okay. So rewind to when you are first going to do open water, right? Because you had kind of talked about like for Monterey Bay, you hadn't really prepared in the exact same way you normally like to, but you have like a really good base.
Yep.
Totally understand that. But when it's you're getting ready for your first open water swim, and for people that maybe have been like thinking about it, but they've never done it, what types of things are your to-do list?
Yeah. So, I mean, if I'm talking about swimming a marathon, you know, it's very different than just getting in the open water. I'd say to gear it towards people getting into open water swimming, you know, the first thing is make sure you can swim, you know? Right. So,
right.
Like I would say, test it out in a pool. You know, and a big part of this swim was raising awareness for diversity in aquatics. And it's making sure people do have that access to the water that then they have the opportunity to learn how to swim or learn how to surf or scuba dive, whatever it is. So, you know, it's get in the pool, get comfortable with the water. And then if you want to go in the open water, just go for it. I mean, get a group of friends, make sure it's a safe beach and just set a goal of like 10 minutes. You can do anything for 10 minutes, you know, set a goal for 10 minutes, get in the water, enjoy it, be present. Mm-hmm. And I think after that, you know, you really start to crave it. A lot of people swim in wetsuits. I don't. I say, you know, try swimming without.
You didn't do your swim across?
No.
Any of them?
No, I've never. No, I don't. I don't wear a wetsuit.
I feel like that might be just a swimmer thing. So both my sisters are swimmers.
Yeah.
I swam when I was young, but at a certain point, I just wasn't super competitive in that. Mm-hmm. And they swam for high school, but they swam club. And is that what you're saying?
Yep,
So you did year round. So yeah. I grew up like, you know, I learned how to swim from their swim instructor. Their swim coach was like my swim teacher when I was little. And I grew up going to swim meets and doing all that stuff. And they both moved into doing like triathlons and swimming like that. And where other people would be wearing wetsuits, like Robin and Lacey never did.
Yeah. So the wetsuit in the triathlon is because it really is an advantage. You swim faster with a wetsuit.
Buoyancy.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But you know, if you're just doing it for fitness, like it feels awesome to just get in there without your wetsuit. Like the cold is shocking at first, but then you start to crave it. You know, the more you do it, like after a week or two of doing it, your body kind of starts to crave the cold.
Well, and if you can keep your body temperature down, you can actually perform better longer.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's kind of, they call it like, Eric, what's the thing they put in trucks sometimes that if you're like, you're going to a certain speed, it naturally...
Regulator?
It naturally will like slow you down. It puts a top speed on your vehicle. No, it's like a J. What's the word? The G. A governor?
No. Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe.
Anyways, I remember with like running and talking about learning about how when your body gets to a certain temperature, it's almost like a natural cap that your body actually will hold you back. So if you're really, really hot, you will naturally slow down. Even though you might not, like, if you can like run cold or keep your body temperature down, it's like running earlier in the morning instead of like, you know, Southern Utah in the summer.
Right.
Like I could go out for a run and it's so freaking hot outside. If your temperature is like rising, you just are going to be more fatigued, more tired. Your body's going to naturally slow down.
Oh,
things are
going
to like, so if you can keep your temperature down, whether you like would choose to exercise in the morning or
so you're
at
saying
night,
the lower the temperature.
Yeah. So if you're going for that long of a distance,
right. I think,
and you're,
I wonder if though, like whether it's that long and that cold, if it's the same effect as it being too hot.
Ooh, I don't know.
That's what I was wondering.
Cause when I'm swimming, my hands are cramped. My feet are cramped. Like I'll come out and like my hand is like a claw. Because it's frozen, right? Because my blood's not going to my fingers. My blood's trying to keep my core and my brain warm. So my hands will be like this. And I don't know. I mean, that's curious. I think there probably is an optimal temperature. Like 60, 65, I feel great.
Uh-huh.
50, it dropped to 54 in the Bay. And
yeah, I was
that's cold.
That is
really
cold.
That's cold. Yeah.
So what you do is you start out, where'd you start at? In Santa Cruz. Did you start in Santa Cruz or
in
Monterey?
I started in Santa Cruz. So Seabright.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Right by the lighthouse.
Okay.
Yeah. I got pummeled by a wave getting into the water.
Oh, no. That's a great start.
You're like, great.
But then I heard dolphins.
Cool.
Yeah. I think they were like the harbor porpoises. Within like a minute, I could hear them underwater.
Yeah.
You know, they're echoing, whatever it's called.
Oh, that's cool.
So I could hear them. I was like, all right, this is going to be good.
Yeah.
And then I always just power through the first 4 hours. I'm like, keep my head down. Don't talk. Just get through these first 4 hours.
But you're stopping every 30 minutes to eat.
But so it's like 15 seconds. So I mean, they're tossing me a water bottle and I'm drinking what's in it and I keep going. I got to 4 hours and I felt great. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going fast. Like I feel good. The water's warm. And then but an hour later, I got over the canyon. So Monterey Bay has like a mile deep canyon right in the middle of it.
Uh-huh.
I've heard about this. That sounds
and
terrifying.
It was cold and I got hit by like a crosshead current. So my speed dropped and I was pissed when I found out my speed dropped. It's like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You know, cause I was swimming the same speed, but just going slower.
Right.
And it's, you know, you can't beat the ocean.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
So, just kind of managing that.
Well, and you encountered some creatures.
Yeah. So lots of jellyfish through the middle of the night. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It looks way.
It looks like a cat scratched you
up. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It looks way better. But the middle of the night, they were hitting me in my face because I couldn't see them, you know, so they're just in my face. It's not the worst pain in the world. You know, it feels like a scratch. It kind of burns a little bit and goes away in a couple minutes.
Oh, okay. So no one was urinating on you?
No, not in the middle of swim. Like, oh, let's take a break.
I would have done it for you.
Some guy just off the back of the boat. Just
put your arm up. And I saw actually, I don't know if you know what a mola mola is. They're like a huge sunfish. And they can be like 5 feet across and they're these gray diamond shaped fish.
Mola mola?
Yep. And
kind of like a bat ray or a sting? Or no. Oh, a fish.
Yeah, they're so a fish. So
let me see it.
Yep. So they just kind of like hang out there.
Dude.
Yep. They're huge. They're huge.
Let me see it.
Oh my God. Yeah. So I swam over one of those. And when it's the middle of the night and I just see something gray under me, I was like, oh God, that's a great white. You know, that has to be a great white. So I look at my pal.
And when they're that big.
Yeah. And
was it that big?
He was big, but I couldn't see it because it was just a gray shape. And I'm like, Ricardo, there's something underneath me. And he didn't even acknowledge it. And I was like, all right.
No, but really.
Guess.
Oh, really?
Dude, look at these fins.
Yeah.
Look at those fins.
Oh.
So, it's pretty startling. Yeah, so I encountered one of those, and then at the end, the last 2 hours, thousands of jellyfish. I mean, every stroke I took, I was counting 10, below me. And, you know, if I'm taking 60 strokes a minute, that's 600 jellyfish an hour.
Yeah.
For 2 hours. So that was a lot.
And
so
when you say you're swimming through them.
So they were below me, maybe a foot or two. So I was looking at it all and I'm like, oh my God, like dodging mines. But there were a few.
Because you could kind of see them because of the.
It was clear now. So it was morning time. Okay. It was more clear. And that's when I really got cut up though. Cause I'd put my arm in and it would just I'd be pulling the tentacles of a jellyfish. But when I'm so close to the finish, I don't care. It got to a point, honestly, where the pain in my hip flexors cramped, my forearms cramped up, my shoulder was hurting, I'm tired. I was like, give me the jellyfish. You know, I can.
You're honestly, let me focus on a different pain.
Exactly.
Give me something different that might actually take my mind off of the ache or the throbbing or the pain.
I can manage the jellyfish pain. So.
Wow.
Yeah. But only 55 stings.
I mean, that's pretty good. To be honest, that's gotta be jellyfish.
That's pretty good.
Right.
Yeah.
For that many.
I'll take it.
That's crazy.
Oh my gosh. Thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast. We really appreciate you and want to stay connected with you. So please rate, review, and subscribe to help this podcast grow.
And if you like the podcast, get the word out.
And now back to the show.
So then you get there.
Yep.
And is it like one of these things where is your family waiting for you?
No. That's a good question. So the end of these swims, no one is there. You know,
we'll be there next time.
I know.
But what I'm saying is at the end of Lake Tahoe, my mom and my grandma were there because it's Tahoe, it's close.
Right.
And I think one person on the beach was like, what did you just do?
That's what I mean. It's not like you're doing it for the glory, because you're just.
That was it.
Yeah. It's anticlimactic. You know, the end of the English Channel, the end of the North Channel, I touch a rock and I get back on the boat.
Right.
I go home and I take a nap and that's it. You know, and maybe a few hundred people find out that are my friends and congratulate me and that's it. And I go on with my life. And this swim, for some reason, is blown up. And I had two news crews on the beach. There were passersby.
Oh, no way.
There were people who drove down from Santa Cruz. You know, when I'm getting out of the water, I'm like, I look terrible.
My you're
lips are swollen.
Right.
My eyes are swollen. My cap's falling off. I have the sunscreen everywhere. And I'm like, cool. Everyone's here to see this.
And you're like, this is the one you chose?
Yeah. Right. This is the one. My eyes are closed.
Yeah. I know.
I think there was another one. It was worse.
What
a
great
photo
op.
You're not posting
that. Dude, I've seen so many bad photos of myself.
You know, you can't, what are you going to do about it?
You can't do anything about it.
No, this is what we do. This is what I do. I go,
that's what I look like.
That's what I look like.
I mean, it's not lying.
Everyone else definitely looks shitty sometimes too.
Totally.
Exactly.
You know, I also just swam 25 miles, so I'd
look
very good.
Hey, you deserve to look like shit.
Dude, if you looked great.
Yeah.
People would be like,
you're
a liar.
You.
Yeah.
Prove
you
it.
You didn't try hard enough.
Oh, you went at nighttime? Oh, yeah, I bet you did. Oh, you did because the wind, not because you actually just, you know, didn't do it.
Right.
You look too good to have swam 25 miles through thousands of jellyfish.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Man,
that is so crazy.
So incredible.
So that, and then you're probably exhausted. So are you people wanting interviews and all this stuff? So you're just like, can I please just
So
sit down? Or
I had one news channel. He was like, hey, you know, I'm sitting on the beach and he's like, come up. He came up to me. He's like, hey, can we do an interview? And I was like,
I'm tired.
And one of my crew members was like, can you give her a few minutes? And, he still got one before I went in the shower. So I'm standing there huddled in a towel. And then, another news crew came by after, but luckily I'd put a hat on and taken a shower. So it looked a little better and really not much better, but I had some clothes on.
It felt a little bit better.
Yeah. And then, I took a nap and I just wanted to be home.
Yeah.
So my mom, we took a nap at my friend's house and then drove back to mine. And then my mom passed out for 3 hours because she was actually on the boat with me.
Oh, okay.
And I've never invited family or friends on the boat. I think it's not something family or friends should be on. But I was like, you know what? I think this could be cool for my mom to be a part of.
Yeah.
You know, I told her, it's like, you're not in charge of me. So just be here.
Yeah,
enjoy the moment.
Don't boss me around while I'm in the
water. Like, you can take care of Ricardo and we'll do that. And I was like, you do social media. So she was so cute. She's trying to figure out Instagram Live. five, oh. but you know, like you need your reading glasses. Totally. So all the pictures are like kind of blurry.
Totally.
She stayed up the whole night. With that. She stayed up the whole night. She couldn't have done any better. So I was so proud of her. And like, it was kind of cool to get to like share that moment with her.
I was going to say, because I mean, as a mom, if my kids are doing these amazing things, I would want to, it's different than when they're in school and you're at a meet cheering them on or something, you know, it's like, I would rather share that with them and watch them do it.
I think it's cool. Cause like she knows I do this and I obviously talk a lot to her about like the before and the after, but for her to actually see it firsthand, you know, I think she got a very different view into it. I mean, she knows I'm tough, like I'm her daughter,
right.
but I think just being able to see what it takes,
right.
It's like, so I don't know. I was proud of her.
That's very cool. Yeah. Well, so I'm sure she's proud of you. Very cool.
I definitely know the conversation with mom, especially if you have come from like a competitive family, like people with like sport background, not just you. I've had that too, where it's like, all right, you're not my coach. Okay. You're only here to love me. Also, don't get upset if I like tell you to shut up. Yeah. My mom's like, yeah, got it. And then in the middle, usually when I've been competing or things like that, can you like tune it? You can't like tune everyone out.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's funny about my mom is I'm actually like kind of the black sheep of my family and that I'm like the only athletic person.
Oh,
really? You like my family, like my grandma like loves to like, they like doing stuff.
Yeah.
But really, you know, I hope they don't listen to this, but like, I love them all.
No,
but
of course you
know, they definitely like, they love cooking and like the arts and things. And I'm like, I'm going to go backcountry ski down this like 7 foot wide.
I think that you are a severe version of being athletic.
Yeah. But like, they're not.
Right.
So
if they aren't at all, then it would seem very extreme.
It's very odd. Yeah. Right. So they're like, you're going to kill yourself one day. But they, you know, my mom, she's so hands off in my swimming. She actually doesn't really know anything about swimming times. She's like, I don't know. I just know if you do a good job, if you had a smile on your face at the end. And that was it. Like that was her, you know.
Right. Well, then that would make it even that much cooler for her to come be a part of that with you.
Totally. So she was totally hands off. I mean, she was like at one point like, go, go, go. And I was like, you get in and do this.
Oh, yeah. Dude. Exactly.
Seriously. Because it was like at the end and I was so tired.
Yeah,
like,
I am going.
I'm going as fast as I can.
For hours.
Dude, it's like when we talk about like in a CrossFit competition when someone's like, you're on a team and they're like, all right, now you got to turn it on. And you're like, what the fuck do you think I've been doing? It's on, man.
Yeah.
Like, well, yeah, it's just taking it easy.
It's been on.
Or it's like,
I do now, the same thing.
Now it's time to go. And you're like, what?
I've been going. What have I been doing this whole time? This was my max. If anything, I'm going to go slower now.
We've like joked, you know, with like team competitions or coaches, or like when you're competing and like, those are the things that people say.
Oh.
But you know what's funny about that? They say that and it is triggering. You find another level every time.
Oh, no.
You can.
I'm swimming. I'm 2 miles away and I pick it up.
Oh, for sure.
I'm 2 miles out from a 25 mile swim and somehow I have another gear because they're telling me to go faster and I'm getting mad at them.
Some people have that though. Some people, that's what I have. I remember I was training with my running coach and you know, we got to a point where it was like, I'm not going to be, I'm not like a long distance runner. And so he worked with a lot of different games athletes and we were all friends, but we started changing the way of like what we were working on for me. And basically we started working on just my finishing kick because I had that like in running, in training, like you need to be doing something to a point where you're so exhausted. And like for someone like you, like 25 miles, like you're going to be tired even if you're not swimming at 100%, right, of your ability the whole time. Because just time under tension, swimming in that cold of water, for you to be able to, one, it's not like you were ever holding back so you could do that at the end. It's just, you just have, it's like a desire and a fire and like a mental switch that some people have. It's a crazy switch. And not everyone does.
No, it is a crazy switch. I mean, everything's burning in your body and you're like, you want me to go faster? And I don't.
You almost like want it to hurt more. You're like,
kind of, fine. Yeah. Yeah. You're like, yeah. You're like, all right, how much more can this hurt?
No, but for real.
That's also how I train. You know, a lot of marathon swimmers train where they're like, I'm just going to go 5 miles today, you know, and 5 miles could take 4 hours for them to swim. You know, where for me, I'm going to say, okay, I'm going to do 5 miles, but I'm going to go as fast as I can because I want to be the most tired I can possibly be at the end of this training swim. So I try to get out of the water every time I do a big training swim, feeling exhausted. Like the end of what a 25 mile right. would swim would feel like, right. you know?
I mean, so, I'm saying right. That
no,
I yeah, yeah.
I like, don't, same. I have same. No idea what that feels like but, at all. You know, I've seen like, her do that before, but there is a certain mentality, yeah. but I think there's more than, I think it's more than just training. You have to have a certain mentality.
Yeah.
Because even people have watched Brooke work out. When she gets to a certain point, they say it looks like a shark's eyes roll in the back of its head. Hmm. Right?
Yeah, I've been told that from different
it's
people.
It's like
the fact when
and you see it in
when Colby told me that, I was like, yeah. did I tell you that?
Yeah.
And he didn't.
It's, I think the first person- you see a certain determination in people, you know, it's this flight or fight response. Yeah. Is what I would call it. I'm definitely flight 100%.
I know. But I'll fight for you. I know
this. But no, but I think that yeah, it's definitely a personality type.
Yeah.
For
and
sure.
It's about like, you know, whether you're working out, swimming, whatever, running, you know, it's about, I think you have to be fully present for that to happen. You know, you can't be thinking about like, oh, how tired am I going to be at the end of this? Or how hard was the first hour of this? You know, I'm so present. That's why I don't think about anything.
Right.
Because I'm present in that exact
and
moment.
That's why I asked you the question. Yeah. Because all I would be thinking the whole time is, oh my God, this is so hard. How much longer do I have to do this?
Like, no, you can't. Because then your brain power is being diverted to, I'm so tired, you know, and like your brain energy is part of your whole body energy. So it's like managing that of, if you can shut your brain off and just let your muscles do the work, and go into that shark mode, you know, that's what it is.
I guarantee it's the same for you as what she's saying, like what's been described. Cause it's like, it's a feeling and I know, and it's like, I know when it's happening, but it's people that have watched me compete that they're like, they're the ones that have described it that way. Yeah. I think Adi was the first person who described it. She goes, you remind me of a shark when they flip their eyes back before they're going to strike. And it's,
just imagining her with like no eyeballs. All of a sudden Brooke's like,
and it wouldn't, it's not so much, I mean, okay. To like, I enjoy riding. I enjoy cycling. Mm-hmm. That's like the one thing that I can go for hours and I'm doing the same thing, but my scenery is changing. You know, but it's still, it's in here too, like the climbs
here.
The climbs though can be so gnarly, but it's extremely rewarding. And there's always some portion of downhill where you can like recover fast
and you know,
training your body to recover fast too. But like swimming and in the dark, right? Obviously you didn't just all of a sudden wake up and you're at this point, right? Mm-hmm. You swam for years. You've been competitive. You've dealt with mindset. You've done all these things. You've done the open water. You've got to this point. And I can imagine that anyone trying to understand what it would take with that to like be self-aware for 12 hours is it'd be a fight of not boredom, but allowing yourself to probably focus on some of the things too long. Like if you let yourself focus on your shoulder hurting too long, you might slow down or, you know, I know I would for sure.
Right.
Like you would try to just like, I'd probably just like focus on like my breathing. I probably would count my strokes or something that can be super monotonous, but that's one thing that would be hard for me. Like you saying, you know, just jumping in and like, you know, the first 4 hours I just got it done. I was like,
I know exactly.
4 hours?
Yeah, exactly.
But it's mental. I mean, like endurance sports, I personally think are more mental than physical. Like,
oh yeah.
I think if you wanted to go swim 21 miles, you could physically do the 21 miles. You know, it's like getting your mindset right of like, I want to do this for one, like something you want to do.
Right.
And then getting your mindset of like, okay, it's 21 hours where I'm not looking at anything really, because you're not running, you're not biking, you're just looking at the water and then getting through the dark and the night, because most of these swims are done at night. I mean, it's a lot of brain training, but like in my life, these swims aren't the hardest thing I've gone through. Like I haven't had the easiest like childhood, and there's been a lot of things. So it's like those things are helpful to fall back on of, okay, this swim is hard, but let me start listing out all the harder things I've gone through And then the swim's not very hard.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think another huge part of why I keep doing them is like, I'm a very different person out of the water, you know, like I'd like to be goofy and go and have a drink with my friends. And I like to play outside. And like, when I'm in the swim, it's like this hyper focused athlete person. But it's like these 12 hours that I get to like be that and to be present. So mm-hmm. It's like, I kind of start craving that. I'm like, I want that again. Like, I want to feel that again. And maybe it's with you like competing. You're like, I want that again. Like, I want to mm-hmm. feel that intense and that present in the moment. You know, I don't know why like you keep doing something.
But well, you obviously
yeah.
like it.
Yeah, I do like it.
You like it.
Yeah.
It's feeding something.
But it's not like the most fun thing to be doing.
Right. No, but neither is, like I talk about
but
like
it's the gratifying.
Yeah, it's gratifying.
There's a level of gratification yeah. that you're getting from it.
Yeah.
It's, and you, I think at a certain point, I mean, obviously you would understand. At a certain point, I could speak for myself. I crave the uncomfortable mm-hmm. training.
Yeah.
Like I crave the pain.
Yeah.
And it's like, I remember when I was at the CrossFit Games and I'm sitting out there in the middle of Murph and I'm in the middle of the pushups and I was just suffering. I mean, that morning we did the pier paddle. Wow. And then we had Murph the next day and it was in the heat of the whatever. I was in the middle of the pushups. Do you know what Murph is?
Yeah.
Okay. And if you guys don't know what Murph is, it's a mile run, 100 pull-ups, 200 push-ups, 300 air squats, a mile run, and you're wearing a 14-pound weight vest for women, 20-pound for men. Right, Eric? 20-pound? And I just remember sitting there, and I was taking a break during my push-ups, and I'm looking around and reminding myself like to enjoy this because, one, it's it's totally amazing that I'm even here. Two, I'm sitting there, and I started laughing. Like, audibly, I'm laughing, and I go, I fucking wanted this.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm dying. Like, this is so painful and I wanted this and I'm here because I wanted this. And you just keep digging in. You yeah. just keep digging in. And it's even the mindset of someone who, you know, is going to do open water swimming or creating a mindset for CrossFit or creating a mindset for, you know, jiu-jitsu or anything that yeah. is like has a real mental side. You don't just all of a sudden have it. You know, you have to build it. And it's just a little at a time. And over time, you become a little crazy.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's train. I mean, you got to train your body. You got to yeah. train your mind. But how freaking cool is it to be able to test yourself to see how tough you are mentally and physically? And then once you do that one test, it's like, okay, well, this is how tough I am mentally and physically. Well, how much tougher am
yeah.
I? So now for me, I'm like, oh my gosh, what's next? Like, what's the next big thing right. I can do to see, like, am I even tougher than this?
Right.
So,
And all I can think of right now is my mom brain is going in. I'm going, well, don't try to do too much.
Dude, my
you could get hurt.
My first thought was
something bad could happen.
I wanted to look at you and be like, should we test how tough you are? How can we push your limit?
No.
I totally get it. And I think it's, you know, it's unless you can directly relate to that feeling, yeah. it can be hard for people to understand the desire for yeah. that. Because yeah. the point you have to push your body, your mind, your, you know, everything to like just to, especially as you get better. Like I used to say, I really didn't love, you know, my favorite moment in a workout, whether it was, you know, usually like a Metcon or something like that, but I hated the beginning. It's just full of adrenaline. You know, but my favorite thing is like the moment you work so hard, you're so exhausted and you literally can't do much more and you still have work to do, but you get to a point where it's like, this is where you get better. And it's very clear because it's very simple. Mm-hmm. Like all of a sudden it's so simple. You don't have all these options. You don't have all these questions you have to answer. Like literally all you have to do is like, don't stop moving.
Yeah.
And that's it. And if you do that at this point, this is when you get better. And what's so tough is like the amount of time and work that you have to do before you get to have that opportunity. Mm-hmm. And it's a really incredible thing.
Yeah. No, I know exactly what that yeah. moment is. I was before you were here when she was pre-learning, we were
pre-learning.
We were talking about a training session I did a few weeks ago in Santa Cruz because the fog was so bad up where I was. So I had to drive down here and I did 2.5 hours in the morning and then 1.5 hours at night, Saturday and Sunday. So that's like, it ended up being like over eight hours of swimming. Mm-hmm. And I just remember like, I was by myself, completely alone. No one knew I was doing this. So it was like me holding myself accountable to doing this. And there was this moment in, I think like my third training session where I was like, I want to get out. You know, mm-hmm. I'm tired. I want to get out. I'm really cold. Like mm-hmm. I swam, I don't know, 10 miles yesterday. I'm tired. And I stayed in and I like pushed through it and then went home, took a nap, got back in for that afternoon swim. And it felt amazing. Wow. Because I knew that I'd pushed through that turning point of like, I totally could have gotten out. Mm-hmm. I don't have a coach.
Right.
No one's telling me to marathon swim.
Right.
Like I'm telling myself to do it. I'm keeping myself in the water. And it was that moment of, wow, you did that. Like mm-hmm. you just overcame that. You know, I hear you.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a moment where you have to think like, this is what it takes.
Yeah. Right.
And yeah. And you have to like remind yourself.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't had to think that in a while.
Literally.
Well. I mean, especially through like quarantine, because I'm not competing, yeah. but like through quarantine and like mm-hmm. all the things have just been like, my question's gone from this is what it takes. Like a not a question, like statement, you know, to like, why?
What am I doing?
Like what yeah. for?
Right. Yeah.
You know, for? Spending like for like 3 months. Yeah. I don't think I got out of my pajamas.
I know.
I watched so much Netflix.
I know.
I'm just happy that life's getting back to like somewhat normal where yeah. you know, I can start create, we can create a routine
yep.
and get back to training. And then we can, you know, we yeah. can test your limit, Gina.
Oh, cool. Yeah. I can't wait.
Well now.
You should make it a beach workout.
Okay. I was just going to say, we're going to go swimming.
Yeah.
With
you
her.
Have to go, you have to go swim to the end of the Santa Cruz Wharf.
Have you seen me swim?
I'll think be about right it. There.
Have you ever I'll seen be, me swim?
No.
Exactly.
I know,
don't
but,
swim.
But you paddled.
I can swim. I can swim.
Oh, there you go. So you can go.
I can
you can
swim.
Make it to the
okay,
water.
Okay, so first things yeah, first, we take it. Her surfing.
Yeah.
First thing, oh, yeah, first we sure. take you surfing. We practice just the stroke.
I think you just do want it for the entertainment.
No, absolutely not. You want to know why I want it? Because I love doing absolutely everything with you. And it's unfortunate for you because I like to do a lot of different shit.
I know. Okay. Just because you said it that way, I will try it.
Yeah, I know that.
I know.
I told Amy that on the phone. She was like, yeah, we need to get Gina out there. And I said, well, I will say she's not going to want to. But I will also say that more times than not, I am the person who can convince her yeah. to try something new.
I mean, what's the worst that happens? You don't like it?
Oh,
whatever.
A lot of times she's like,
you can't ask me that because no. where my brain goes is what is the worst thing that can
no,
happen?
No, what's the worst, what's the worst realistic thing that could happen?
Like, I know it's a sickness, but
she's like, I've taken some notes.
I've actually already have 3 different scenarios in my brain. It happens that quickly.
1, I get raped by a dolphin. 2.
And in my brain, all I can think of is, I could see that happening to me.
Yeah.
And then like a sea otter
and then
or
all
something.
Of a sudden, like I'm pressed down to the bottom yeah. of the ocean and Brooke doesn't know where I went. And it's like, you know, she can't see through the water. So I start running out of air and then finally.
I get trapped by a rock.
And then all of a sudden, the dolphin leaves, gets what it wants, but my foot's stuck between 2 rocks. I keep going for days. Yeah, I know how your brain works.
I know. It's so sick. It's got a sickness. I need like some positivity. Like I need like an IV or something. Or like a, what do they call that?
I sell those.
Oh.
They go on your arm now.
You have a positivity IV?
You have a positivity IV. You guys,
that's called
this episode is brought to you by Positivity IV.
I do need one of those. All right. Well,
okay. A couple more questions.
Oh no.
Just like 2 more.
Okay.
Okay.
I was gonna say we're over.
Well, technically.
I know. I'm the time.
All right.
I'm the time police.
Hall monitor over here.
Okay, go.
The hall police.
I know.
Hall police over here. What do you do for work?
I'm in medical device sales. I work for.
See, that's very important.
Positivity
I like that.
ID.
Yeah. Yeah.
IV.
IV. Yeah. IV catheter.
Yeah.
How long have you been doing that?
I've been in med device sales for a little over 3 years.
And do you love it?
I like it. Yeah. I love my
like it. I like it. As the word love came out of my mouth,
yeah.
I then thought like it's a
that might have been too much.
Regular job. She probably likes it or enjoys it.
I will say I love my team. I love my team. I love my manager. I wouldn't change them for the world. I actually like don't ever want to get a different job because I don't want to leave them.
Oh, yeah. Very cool.
Yeah. So, you know, day to day, yeah. I mean,
so
I,
you're
I,
happy in your job.
I'm just super. I'm happy in my job. Yeah,
good. Yes. That's good. Yeah. Is there anything that you haven't done yet? Maybe things that aren't swimming, right? That you are interested in either trying or spending more time doing. You did say you surf.
Yeah. So I surf and I ski. So I'm a big backcountry skier. Last year I got in, I think 50 days or something.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. No, I love skiing.
Yes,
skiing.
You do.
I would really like to try an ultra marathon run, actually. You know, I think it's really out of my comfort zone to be on land.
Yeah.
And I just kind of want to see, like, you know, how tough am I? Like, yeah. I don't know. I think it'd be fun. Like, I know I can do the distance. I just walk, you know?
Yeah. No, when in doubt, walk.
She would walk.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, I think that's probably it.
I mean, that's awesome.
Yeah. I imagine Catherine, like, everybody's running and she's just on the ground.
Like, I'm going to catch you.
No, it's like they're running alongside a lake. And she's like,
this is probably faster to swim.
Yeah. She's like, I'll meet you on the other side. And she just like takes first.
Dude.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. I mean, for one, I think it's really cool that you're still one pursuing a new, not sport, but like a form of swimming.
A new avenue
from like what you did so competitively. And it is, even though I think it's so beautiful that like it's so competitive and it's for yourself,
mm-hmm.
you know? And it's one, you can gain recognition for these feats that are unfathomable for
incredible.
Most people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But at the same time too, it just, there's something like how I feel like about, I think just there's something about people who are doing it for a reason that has nothing to do with
the
gratification
fame and the glory and the,
that is just, it's very commendable, and I think it's very cool.
Thank you.
And
it's very cool.
I don't think that I will ever swim a mile.
Right.
But I will. If we went swimming,
mm.
I'm down to swim. I swim on the swim team.
Let's
you know?
Go swimming.
I think the furthest distance I've ever swam is a mile.
Only if Gina comes.
Like, okay, this is the best
she'll be
part.
There. You're like, I used to be on the swim team. Then we got this freaking, you know, gold medalist, all this other stuff. And they're like, Gina, come swimming with us. And I'm like, nah.
No. Listen, I swam on the swim team when I was very little. Like, that's not even comparable or even something. I should say this. I know the strokes. Okay? I swam. That's one thing.
Okay.
Learned those.
Cool.
And then two, I was a water baby, so I'm comfortable in water. But there is no me being like, what? It reminds me of every person ever that's like, back in my day.
Oh, yeah, God. Totally.
The high school football player.
Yeah. Back in my day.
Yeah.
Brooke's like, yeah, I used to swim on the swim team.
Yeah, I was on the swim team.
How old were you? I was six.
Everyone's like, hey, Brooke, how about you don't need to try and just have a, you know, have something relatable to your cast. I read this thing on Instagram the other day, and it was normalizing. It was something about like just when someone's talking about something, not saying something that could like relate to what they're saying.
To them.
Just let them talk. And I was like,
I do that all the time.
I do that and I hear it all the time. And I hear and like recognize
it.
When people are doing
I'm recognizing
it.
Recognizing
it. Well, you know.
Yeah, never mind.
But no, I'm comfortable in the water. I really enjoy the water. I really enjoy swimming.
Yeah.
And it'd be really fun to swim with you.
It would be fun.
It'd be
I think
so
you guys
fun.
You guys will be
yeah,
great.
You're going to be great.
We'll
see about that.
We will have a great time.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay.
We will.
Yep.
Also though, she likes to surf and I'm now a surfer. So,
right.
And we're going to take you surfing. So that could technically be the first form of swimming
mm-hmm.
for you.
Mm-hmm.
In a very mellow area, which Cowles was the first place Colby took me.
Mm-hmm.
And I've surfed in San Diego and in Hawaii. And Cowles was the first place. Well, I'm just saying like.
You just did it again.
No. I'm just saying like I've been to places that have rocked me. I'm a total novice. I am incredibly beginner.
Okay. Okay.
I'm saying
okay.
He took me to Cowles.
Okay.
Because it's not super aggressive and it was the first time I actually was able to learn without being like punished.
Right. Okay. I'll try.
That's where
I said
that's
I try.
Where he'll take
I said
it.
I try. I'll
yes,
try.
I knew okay. it.
All right.
Just like when I had you try oysters.
Okay. Yes. You did. Yes. You did
more
that
than
to me
once.
Yes. Didn't enjoy it.
But she did it.
But I did it.
And then there's, but then there's times where I try something and I look at you and I'm like thinking I want you to try it, but then I
you'll know.
Really pay attention to like either the texture or the taste and I go,
she'll go nah.
Yeah. I'm like, because I don't ever want there to be a point that you're like,
I won't trust
you
anymore.
I don't trust you.
I know, exactly.
So if I know you won't like it, I'm like, no.
I
won't make you do it.
You're a good friend. All right.
Man, you're
this
so
cool,
great.
Catherine.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
You're a
enjoy
cool
that.
Chick.
Oh, thanks.
Are you guys are cool too. Things. Are you driving thanks. Home or are you going to Monterey? You're going spearfishing tomorrow.
So I'm actually moving spearfishing to next weekend.
Okay.
I'm going to go grab a drink with a friend in Scotts Valley, actually.
Oh, very
fun.
Cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. I feel like I earned a beer.
Dude, you definitely earned a beer.
Absolutely.
Maybe a couple.
Maybe a 12 pack.
Honestly, you can't.
If you weren't driving.
You can't just have one. It's like if I'm going to only have, when I was training and competing all the time, I rarely drank.
Yeah, I know. I don't either.
I really never did ever.
I know you didn't.
And a big thing too is like I could account for the calories and whatever we were going to drink through my food through the day. Mm-hmm. But I was so hungry and I was training so much that my metabolism was so high. I'd come over and I'd just be like, not worth it. Like I'm not, if I'm going to drink, I'm going to have a few, like I'm going to get to the point that I want of like, you know, potentially towing the line of no return.
I want to get obliterated.
Yeah. And so I never did. And now I've really, you know, I've learned how to enjoy a couple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've done that
daily.
That. Yeah.
Daily.
Not daily.
No, but during quarantine, that was pretty, during fires.
More than normal.
Sure. We were drunk for 11 days.
We were drunk for 11 days.
I mean, and in our defense, she thought her home was going to burn up in a fire. And so we were stuck in this house and didn't have anywhere to go.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
That's tough.
So when in doubt, we just drank and watched Netflix.
That's the message of the show,
guys. Forget about all this inspiration. Forget about going for your goals.
Just drink.
Just when in doubt, drink. Kidding. All right. Well, anyway, thank you, Catherine. How can people find you?
Yes.
So I have an Instagram, Beyond the Black Line, with an underscore. It's like the black line of a pool.
Mm-hmm. Underscore at the end or at the beginning?
At the end.
Okay.
But I also have a website and my Instagram's on there. So it's just www.beyondtheblackline.com.
Very cool.
Yeah. I mean, my name, you know, you'll find it from there.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, it was great having you.
I would love to have you back on.
No, thanks. Maybe I do something else.
Well, I really would love to have you talk about what it was like to be on the USA team.
Oh, yeah.
And just when you were
on the
though.
Olympic team.
No,
just
but like
the national team.
But the national team.
Yeah.
But in general, just like what the world, you know, what your life was like back then, too.
Yeah.
It's very cool.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Congratulations on everything.
Thanks.
Yeah. So anyway.
Remember to
rate, review, subscribe, 5-star rating, 5-star warning, and we'll talk to you guys next week.
I love that we're 15 minutes over and you're like so antsy. You're pissed. Every time I say one more thing to Catherine, you're like, I can see it. I can like see it in your wrinkles.
I know,
because so I have to pissed. Pee. I have to pee really bad, right? I know, and it's like every time I think we're wrapping up, we're goes, okay, so yeah, so anyway.
I'm really interested.
Okay, so now we're really going. All right.
All right.
Because we have to pee.
Go pee.
We all have to pee. Bye.